שלום לכולם, אנחנו שוב בקריאה משותפת בספר הזוהר, מחדדים את הכוונה
שלנו. Today we are reading from the Zohar and we will refresh our intention with a clip with Rav Lightman.
נהנים מהזוהר או לא כל כך?
Are we enjoying the Zohar or not so much? So-so. We need to believe that each moment, each word is like a remedy. Another drop, and that's the way it is. As much as we want it to happen in this way, and it will not just happen for me, and especially not for me, but for the friends. And not just for them, but in order to bestow contentment to the Creator so that He will clothe in them. So there's a weight in each word. Please.
Okay,
let us try and bring contentment upon the Creator. We're reading paragraph 28, let there be light.
Vayomer Elokim.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light. This is the beginning to finding the secrets to how the world was created in particular. Thus far, the creation of the world was mentioned in general, in the verse, in the beginning God created. Afterwards, the general returned to being general, and particular and general. Commentary. First, the creation of the world is mentioned in general. In the first verse, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. No details were mentioned regarding how the heaven and the earth were created. Yet, afterwards, all the details of the work of creation were mentioned. From the first utterance, let there be light, to the verse, and God saw all that He has made, and behold, it was very good. And the heaven and the earth were finished. Thus, now the general, the first verse, in the beginning, is the first general. And from the words, and from the words, let there be light, onward, they are the particular. And the words, and God saw, is the last general.
29.
Thus far, everything was hanging in the air, which is imparted from Ein Sof. Yet, we could ask, but it is already written, and the earth was Tohu Vebohu, which is a part of creation and not the whole. Since thus far, it was all hanging in the air, for there was only the level of air in the world, Zeronpin, the light of Nefesh Ruach in the vessels of Keter Chochmah, as it is written, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the water. Thus, this is still not regarded as creating the world in particular. Hagar is missing. Rather, it is considered that creation is still included in Ein Sof, that it did not become disclosed yet. And the force expanded through the upper palace, who is Elohim, an utterance is written in regard to him. And God said, the upper palace, Ishsut, is the second palace of Arichanpin. First, the palace came out of Rosh of Arichanpin, which is Asher, a Rosh that emerged from Rishit. and Ishsut is the name Elohim, where five letters are Kachabtum. And when he departed Rosh of Arichanpin, only two letters, Mi of Elohim, remained in him. The level of air in vessels of Keter Chochmah, which are Mi, then the name Elohim did not illuminate in the palace, for it missed the letters Eli of Elohim. Subsequently, through a higher illumination, the three letters Eli were brought back to Ishsut, and the name Elohim was completed once more, illuminated in the palace, and the level of Gar emerged in it. When the force expanded through the upper palace, when the three letters Eli returned to the palace, Elohim, which is the completion of the five letters of Elohim, an utterance is written in it, the word, and God said, is written in it, which means a coupling of bestowing Gar. This is the first part of the creation of the world. Since previously, the word, and God said, which is a part, was not written. And although the verse Bereshit is also an utterance, which complements the 10 utterances in the work of creation, and God said, is not written in it, for it is a general. And God said is a particular. Thus, the words, and God said, let there be light, is the beginning of the particulars in the creation of the world. Paragraph 30. And God said is poised for a question and for knowing. It is so because, and God said, has the letters of Me, or which indicate a question. This is Pertzuf Ishsut, of which it was said that it is Me, which is poised for a question. Unlike Upper Abba Ve'Ima, from whom these mocking are not extended, because they are not poised for a question, as they are Abba, that is not known. And God said, indicates a force was lifted in a swing, and the swing was in a whisper. And God said, is Abba, Elohim is Ima, meaning lower Abba Ve'Ima, Ishsut. You already know that the emergence of Mochin of Gadlut is by returning the letters Eli of Binah from the place of Zon to Binah, to complement the name Elohim.
Well,
watch the clip of Rav.
Peter made the Jerusalem below and the Jerusalem of above, Bina, and the walls of this holy city and its gates, and whoever entered and didn't enter, it would be until the gates opened, and whoever ascended, didn't ascend, it would be according to the correction of the degrees. And who can open the gates to this holy city? And who can correct the degrees to the walls? This is Rabbi Shimon, who opens the gates of the holy wisdom and corrects these upper degrees, and it's written, and remember the memory of the Creator's face, and this is Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon merited with the memories, it is the quality of Zachal, of the upper Mochin, that are called the Zichonot, that are memories, that are the Mochin of Abba and Ima, and it needs to appear before you. This means to rise on the degrees, on the walls, The wall is only by someone who connects the Abba and Ima. Yes. And then, whoever is capable of this, this is the force that's called Rabbi Shimon. We're connecting this way to everything, and we don't know. It's written about it, Rabash. When a person thinks that they're reading something that's not really influencing them, there's no impression of it, and there's a great influence in it. And there's other excerpts that might be greatly impressed from it, and it's just a psychological impression. We can't say how it influences us more or less. We don't know the internal strength of the text. It's good to be impressed anyway, that there's a difference here.
Let's continue praying and being excited. God said indicates a force that was lifted in a swing, and the swing was in a whisper, which swung the letters Eli from the place of Zon to the place of Binah, because the swing was done by the elimination of Abba, implied in the word, and God said. And the swing that the elimination of Abba makes is done in secret, in a whisper. That is, the illumination of Chokhmah is not known outside of him, but the light is hidden in its place because of lack of light of Chassidim. For Chokhmah does not illuminate without a clothing of light of Chassidim. The light is extended from Ein Sof at the Rosh of the thought, in the essence of Binah, in her gar, which is called the head of the thought, and not to the zat of the thought. It is so because gar can receive the light of Chokhmah without clothing of Chassidim. Hence the light expands in them, although there is no Chassidim there. But zat cannot receive the light of Chokhmah without clothing in light of Chassidim. So because the light of Chassidim is lacking there, the light of Chokhmah cannot spread in them. And God said means that now that Balas has begotten the holy seed with which she was previously impregnated. The palace is Binah, called Yishut. The holy seed are Zon. Now, once Abba, who is, and God said, swung the letters Eli and returned them to Ima, me, and the letters of Elohim were completed in her, Ima, the palace, delivered Zon, which adhered to the letters Eli, with which she was impregnated. So, because since the letters Eli were fallen in the degree of Zon, during the exit of Binah from Rosh, they became one degree with the Zon. It is so, because the rule is that the upper one, who descends to the lower one, becomes like him. Likewise, the lower one, who rises to the upper one, becomes like him. Therefore, when the illumination of Abba swung the letters Eli to the place of Binah, Zon, who were attached to them as one degree, rose with them. And Zon connected to Binah as well. It is considered that Binah was impregnated with Zon because Zon clung to her and became a holy seed to her. For when they are attached to her, they receive mochin of holiness from Abba, like Bina herself. This is the meaning of the fetus who eats what its mother eats.
Bina
delivered Zon in a whisper, and the one who was born was heard outside. This seems perplexing, since her delivering is the same matter as the one who was born. And if she gave birth in whisper, then the newborn was not heard outside. Yet, there are two births here. First, the birth of Mochin for Zon, which they are still inside Bina. Two, the birth of Zon, to bring them out of the place of Bina into their own degree. Indeed, the birth of the Mochin, made by the swinging of the letters Eli to the place of Bina, when Bina returns to Rosh of Arechanpin, is considered illumination in a whisper, without expansion outwards for lack of chasadim. It was said that she gave birth in a whisper relates to the birth of the Mochin. Let's listen to Rav Lightman.
First time in the incarnations, we are here to avoid in the exile, in our free choice, because what we have attained in the exile in Egypt and in the redemption, we can clarify it here through Achishena, the accelerating of times. This is the difference between the exiles, that we have gotten to the last exile, that is Bchinat Dalet, the last phase, in which there is the form of the Adam, the person that needs to rise, and it's all in the free choice. This means that we need to understand that everything that was up to this point is all done according to the arrangement of degrees without any involvement in a free choice, revealing of the degree of Adam from the will to receive. We will discover how this date is important more than any of the previous degrees, even of the forefathers.
Let's continue. However, the birth of Zon themselves and their exit from the place of Bina to their own place was done by the coupling of Bina on the screen of Zon, which elicits the level of Chassidim to clothe the light of Chokhmah in Chassidim. At that time, she delivers the Zon and lowers them to their own place. And now that the Chokhmah has clothed in Hasadim, the Mochin are heard outside, meaning they have expansion. The one who gave birth to Zon gave birth to him in a whisper. It was not heard at all. This relates to the birth of Mochin for Zon while they are inside Bina. For then they are in secret. When Zon depart from Bina, the voice that is heard outside is made. And this relates to the exit of Zon from Bina to their own place, which was done after the elicitation of the level of Chassidim on the screen of Zon, when the level of Chokhmah clothes in Chassidim, and she has expansion outward to illuminate in the lower ones. We should know that the whole cause of the birth of Zeronpin and his exit from Bina is the coupling on screen of Zeronpin. to extend the level of Hasidim in a way that the clothing of Chochmah in Hasidim and the birth of Zeranpin come as one. It is so because by that coupling it becomes apparent that the degree of Zeranpin does not belong to Bina, and the disparity of form is considered birth. Paragraph 31. Let there be light. Anything that comes out and is emanated in the worlds comes out in the verse, let there be light. That is, the ways of the work of the coupling explained in the verse, let there be light, work the same way in the emanation of the mohin of all the degrees. The word Yehi, let there be, implies Abba Vima. Yud K, Yud implies Abba, Hey implies Ima, meaning lower Abba Vima, which are called Ishsut. After the letters Yud K in the word Yehi, he wrote a dot again. Yud, like the first Yud, as it is written, Yihi, to be a beginning for an expansion into something else. So, because the Yud that is placed at the end of the word Yihi, after Abba Ve'ima, which are Yud Hei, hints that the Yud entered the light of Abba Ve'ima, who became the level of Avir, air, since the letters Ele of Elohim fell from them and descended to the place of Zon, leaving only me of Elohim in them, Ruach. For this reason, Abba Ve'ima diminished and received a Yud in their light. By that beginning for expansion of the mohin to another partsuf was made Zon. For because of their diminution, the letters Ele descended to Zon. Later, when the words Ele are returned to them, Zon rise along with them and receive mohin from them. Thus, because of the entrance of the Yud to the light, Yud Hei, which became Avir, air, a beginning was made for expansion of the mohin for Zon, of whom it is written, let there be light. 32. The words or, light, Yehi or, and there was light, are not renewal of the light, but a return of the light that Abba Ve'ima had already had. Since the Yud, who diminished the light of Abba Ve'ima into Avir, departed there once more. And the light returned to Abba Ve'ima, as it was in them before they diminished. The expansion of the light of let there be light is an expansion that expanded and was split in the concealment of the upper, hidden Abba Ve'ima, Arihanpin. Thus, there is really no new Avaya here. But the wholeness that existed before it was split, reappeared. First, he split the 10 sefirot of Abba Ve'ima and brought out of himself a single hidden dot. This is because Ein Sof split the 10 sefirot of Abba Ve'ima with his own Avir, and disclosed that dot, Yud, which was given in the light of Abba Ve'ima. who also became Avir.
Perush.
Commentary. That light is not light of Chokhmah of Arichanpin, but the light of Binah of Arichanpin. For when she was in Rosh Arichanpin, Binah was also considered Chokhmah. And once the Chokhmah of Arichanpin took her out from the Rosh to his Guf, she became Vak without Gar.
Chokhmah.
At that time, Bina is regarded as her 10 sefirot being split, because her gar of lights departed from her Naran High. And the lower vessels, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, divided from her degree and descended to Zon. And only vessels of Keter Chokhmah with light of Nefesh Ruach remained in her. This is regarded as splitting in the vessels and the air and the light that was in her. That Binah of Arichanpin is clothed inside Abba Ve'ima, which are implied in the Yud Hei of Yehi, so that anything that Arichanpin wishes to give to Abba Ve'ima, he does it in his own Binah first. And what is given into his Binah is given to Abba Ve'ima. For this reason, first to split the 10 sefirot of vessels that Binah had while she was in Rosh Arichanpin, who elevated the screen to the vessel of Chokhmah and made a coupling there. By that, the three vessels, Binah, Tiferet, and Malchut, were split and descended from Binah into Zon. And he elicited a single hidden dot out of himself. By that, he elicited in Binah a hidden dot, Yud, that entered the light that she had. And her light had returned into Avir. We